Deuteronomy 9 through 10. Hear, Israel, you are crossing the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess the nations greater and mightier than you, cities that are great and fortified to heaven, a people who are great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand against the sons of Anak? So be aware today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over ahead of you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them, and he will subdue them before you, so that you may drive them out and eliminate them quickly, just as the Lord has spoken to you. Do not say in your heart, when the Lord your God has driven them away from you, because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to take possession of this land. Rather, it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them before you. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you are going in to take possession of their land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. And in order to confirm the oath which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Know then, that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stubborn people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the wilderness, from the day that you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Even at Horeb, you provoked the Lord to anger, and the Lord was so angry with you that he would have destroyed you. When I went up the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I remained on the mountain for 40 days and nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. The Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone written by the finger of God. And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. It came about at the end of 40 days and nights that the Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, go down from here quickly, because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have behaved corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I commanded them. They have made a cast metal image for themselves. The Lord also said to me, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stubborn people. Leave me alone, that I may destroy them and wipe out their name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain, while the mountain was burning with fire. And the tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands, and I saw that you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves a cast metal image of a calf. You had quickly turned aside from the way that the Lord had commanded you. So I took hold of the 2 tablets, and threw them from my 2 hands, and smashed them to pieces before your eyes. Then I fell down before the Lord like the first time, for 40 days and nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water, because of all your sin which you had committed by doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the rage with which the Lord was angry with you, so as to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time as well. The Lord was also angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, so I also prayed for Aaron at that time. I took your sinful thing which you had made, the calf, and burned it in the fire and crushed it, grinding it thoroughly until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into that stream that came down from the mountains. Then at Taberah, at Massa, and at Kibroth Hattaavah, you kept provoking the Lord to anger. And when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and take possession of the land which I have given you. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You neither trusted him nor listened to his voice. You have been rebellious toward the Lord since the day I knew you. So I fell down before the Lord for the 40 days and 40 nights, which I did because the Lord had said he would destroy you. And I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord God, do not destroy your people, your inheritance, whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not turn your attention to the stubbornness of this people, or to their wickedness or their sin. Otherwise, the people of the land from which you brought us will say, Since the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he had promised them, and since he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people, and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm. At that time the Lord said to me, Cut out for yourself 2 tablets of stone like the first 2, and come up to me on the mountain, and make an ark of wood for yourself. And then I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you smashed to pieces, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut out 2 tablets of stone like the first 2. And I went up on the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hand. Then he wrote on the tablets, like the first writing, the 10 commandments which the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain, and I put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and they are there, just as the Lord commanded me. Now the sons of Israel set out from Beeroth Bene Jaakan to Mozarah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And his son Eleazar served as a priest in his place. From there they set out to Gudgada, and from Gudgada to Jotbatha, a land of streams of water. At that time the Lord singled out the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve him, and to bless in his name, until this day. Therefore, Levi does not have a portion of inheritance with his brothers. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God spoke to him. I, moreover, stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, like the first time, and the Lord listened to me that time also. The Lord was not willing to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, proceed on your journey ahead of the people, so that they may go in and take possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes which I am commanding you today for your good? Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you over all other peoples, as it is this day. So circumcise your heart, and do not stiffen your neck any longer, for the Lord your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who does not show partiality, nor take a bribe. He executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and shows his love for the stranger by giving him food and clothing. So show your love for the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and cling to him, and you shall swear by his name. He is your glory, and he is your God. Who has done these great and awesome things for you, which your eyes have seen? Your fathers went down to Egypt, 70 persons in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. John 17. Jesus spoke these things, and raising his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all mankind, so that to whom all you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth by accomplishing the work which you have given me to do. And now you, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. I have revealed your name to the men you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have followed your word. Now they have come to know that everything which you have given me is from you, for the words which you gave me I have given to them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask this on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you have given me, because they are yours, and all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer going to be in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, except the son of destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them away from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I am not asking on behalf of these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I also have given them, so that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me, and you loved them, just as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Galatians 4. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave. Although he is owner of everything, he is under guardians and managers until the day set by the Father. So we too, when we were children, were held in bondage under the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. However, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those which by nature are not God's. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles to which you want to be enslaved all over again? You meticulously observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you, that perhaps I have labored over you in vain. I beg of you, brothers and sisters, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have done me no wrong, but you know that it was because of bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time, and you did not despise that which was a trial to you in my bodily condition, nor express contempt, but you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus himself. Where then is that sense of blessing you had? For I testify about you, that, if possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. So, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? They eagerly seek you, not in a commendable way, but they want to shut you out so that you will seek them. But it is good always to be eagerly sought in a commendable way, and not only when I am present with you. My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you, but I could wish to be present with you now and to change my tone of voice, for I am at a loss about you. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and one by the free woman. But the son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, and the son by the free woman through the promise. This is speaking allegorically, for these women are two covenants, one coming from Mount Sinai, giving birth to children who are to be slaves. She is Hagar. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai, in Arabia, and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is enslaved with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother, for it is written, Rejoice, infertile one, you who do not give birth. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the children of the desolate one are more numerous than those of the one who has a husband. And you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. But as at that time the son who was born according to the flesh persecuted the one who was born according to the Spirit, so it is even now. But what does the Scripture say? Drive out the slave woman and her son. For the son of the slave woman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers and sisters, we are not children of a slave woman, but of the free woman. Proverbs 30:10-23. Do not slander a slave to his master, or he will curse you, and you will be found guilty. There is a kind of person who curses his father, and does not bless his mother. There is a kind of person who is pure in his own eyes, yet is not washed from his filthiness. There is a kind, oh, how lofty are his eyes! And his eyelids are raised in arrogance. There is a kind of person whose teeth are like swords, and his jaw teeth like knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among mankind. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that will not be satisfied, four that will not say enough. Sheol, the infertile womb, earth that is never satisfied with water, and fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks a father, and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, four which I do not understand: the way of the eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Under three things, the earth quakes, and under four, it cannot endure. Under a slave, when he becomes king, and a fool, when he is satisfied with food. Under an unloved woman, when she gets a husband, and a female servant, when she dispossesses her mistress. Psalm 69:20-36. Disgrace has broken my heart, and I am so sick. And I waited for sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me a bitter herb in my food, and for thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table before them become a snare, and when they are at peace, may it become a trap. May their eyes grow dim, so that they cannot see, and make their hips shake continually. Pour out your indignation on them, and may your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be desolated. May there be none living in their tents. For they have persecuted him whom you yourself struck, and they tell of the pain of those whom you have wounded. Add guilt to their guilt, and may they not come into your righteousness. May they be wiped out of the book of life, and may they not be recorded with the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. May your salvation, God, set me safely on high. I will praise the name of God with song, and exalt him with thanksgiving. And it will please the Lord better than an ox, or bull with horns and hooves. The humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek God, let your heart revive. For the Lord hears the needy, and does not despise those of his who are prisoners. Heaven and earth shall praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion, and build the cities of Judah, so that they may live there and possess it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will live in it.